we run a lavender farm. It's a small scale lavender farm, and it used to be just when we bought the property in 2021, part of a subdivision of one of the original inhabitants of Mountain River, Rex Oates. And it used to be an apple orchard back in, I think, in the middle 1900s, and they did some spuds after that. And the last couple of years before we bought the property, it was just being used for hay and just pasture, improved pasture.
So what was the journey that brought you to Mountain River?
I'm a pilot by trade, and we used to be based out of Darwin. And then an opportunity came up to locate to Tasmania, which we then took quite gladly. And my wife and I realized that, you know, you could still have a rural lifestyle in Tasmania and still be within sort of driving range of the airport or even the city. And she came from a merino farm background in South Africa. Yeah, we spent a couple of years looking around and eventually found this block, which was perfect for what we wanted to do. We wanted to give the kids our kids a similar lifestyle that they had. And after doing quite a bit of research on different sort of crops and different things we could do, we decided on lavender because of the, we've got about 16 acres and sort of lavender would be the perfect fit for it. She used to have a great-grandmother that used to always use this lavender perfume. And over the years, her mom, my wife's mom, used to plant lavender everywhere she went to remind her of that scent. So there's a bit of a history with the lavender running through her family. And so then in 2021, we planted out about 400 lavender plants as a trial, with 7 different varieties. And then we chose 2 of those that that worked really well here, 2 angustifolias, which is the French lavender, the really high quality oil producing lavender. Yeah, so we decided to plant 4,500 of the 2, a part of the block. And we had our first decent harvest at the end of 2023. And then decided to plant another 4,000 about a year ago. And at this stage, we're just about to start launching products and the oil that we've made as well.
So the land is pretty good for lavender, you've found.
Yes, we were not quite sure exactly how well that would do, because traditionally lavender sort of grows in more alkaline, Mediterranean type of soils, rocky soils, sandy soils. So we were a bit unsure of how they would go, but we really concentrate on growing organically. So we figured if we could improve, the soil health, we wouldn't have to try and give everything to the plants that we think that they need. So we went down the whole rabbit hole of regenerative farming. Our neighbors do the same sort of thing. And we sort of gambled that, if we could improve the soil, and increase the biodiversity in the soil itself, the lavender will then be able to extract what it required. And we found that it's been, it's done really well. We've had some great yield, and we actually were awarded a certificate of merit for our blend of oil by the Australian Lavender Growers Association this year, which was every 2 years they have this oil competition.
What sort of buildings were on the property when you took it over?
When we bought the property, there weren't any buildings at all. It was literally just a grass paddock. So, it's a beautiful north-facing paddock overlooking Sleeping Beauty, Collins Bonnet in the background here. So it's an absolutely fabulous amphitheater of, trees and hills around us. And we sat on top of the highest point of the property, on a little hill, and we just thought, this was it. So yes, since then we've built a shed ourselves. The first thing we did was refence the whole property because it was quite a dilapidated old fence, and we needed to keep the wallabies and things like that out to try and rabbits to try and protect the lavender and the crops. So yes, we 400 meter driveway that we had to get built. We redid all the fencing. We did an owner builder shed, so we built a big 200 square meter shed ourselves. We also had to sink a bore as we were cut off from the river, as this used to be part of a bigger apple orchard. It was subdivided by, the grandkids over time. So our little block didn't have direct access to any water. So, we had to get a borehole sunk, which was really good. We've been blessed with beautiful water, plenty of water as well. So we've, installed irrigation to all the lavender. Which they don't really need in the longer term, but in the first 2 years, it's quite good for them to be irrigated in the summer. And we just recently finished our house as well. We moved in at the end of July, so we're actually on the block now as well, which has been fantastic. So, yes.
Okay, and from what I have here at home with a few lavender plants, I know the bees love them.
Yes, we had plenty of bees initially, and about a year and a half ago, we put up three beehives as well. So we've been, you know, we extracted last summer, we extracted our first honey. And, you know, when we harvest the lavender, we actually have the kids with brooms in front of our, we've got a little handheld or hand pushed, harvester machine. And, it's basically a hedge trimmer on wheels, and it straddles over the lavender. And so we get the girls to sort of walk in front of us with brooms and to remove the bees as we, you know, as we harvest. We don't want them to end up in the still. So yeah, plenty of bees and beautiful honey. Yeah. What we've got planned at this stage, we will be opening up to appointments only this season. So from about mid-December, we're going to be looking at pick your own days. So we'll have people come in. We'll have some picnic tables set up, some tents, and we are working on getting some local ice cream made for us as well with our lavender. And yes, we'll get some people in, and they can come and have a stroll through the lavender, to, take some photos, pick their own lavender as well, and, you know, take bunches home with them. And yes, we've just started prepping. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we started prepping for another 7,000 lavender we'll plant out in autumn. So we just put a cover crop out on that.